Dan Zwicker joins us now from Waco, Texas, at Zwicker Consulting, to talk about these numbers and discuss what might happen for the rest of the day today. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, I wonder, with the soybeans, I thought maybe they might try to take things a bit higher, especially seeing the high that they've traded to in the November contract of 9.13 today, but they've backed away so far this morning. Any fresh news that we should discuss for the day?
Well, the thing that stands out to me looking at the charts or looking at the quote system here this morning is the dollar is sharply higher here this morning based upon the European community deciding to hold their interest rates unchanged. And I think there's speculation in the trade that the EU may even go ahead with another quantitative easing program. So that sent world currency traders over to the U.S. buying U.S. dollars, and that is what's really kind of pulled the plug out from underneath the grain rally that we've kind of been having basically this week. And it more than offset that big hefty soybean export sales number that we saw this morning. Now the corn number was disappointing again. It's just real difficult for us to sell any corn abroad, at least at this point in time in the marketing year. So between the sharp move to the upside on the dollar and then disappointing export sales on corn, that kind of put everything on the defensive to start with. Now the markets have had a tendency to kind of recover a little bit, but we're still kind of defensive in here. I personally would probably view today's action as more consolidation from yesterday's advance, and we'll kind of go from there depending upon how the day, you know, does turn out here.
What do seasonal trends look like from now until mid-December?
Well, my bias is that the market has made a seasonal turn to the upside. When you look at the cash charts, I look at Central Illinois cash charts, I know they're probably a little misleading this year because over the years through the crop insurance program and whatnot, we've shifted a lot more production to the west or away from the demand center of the Corn Belt. So the Eastern Corn Belt, and then, of course, this year with some of our weather issues, we've got less supply in the Eastern Corn Belt and a much larger supply in the Western Corn Belt. So the Eastern Corn Belt harvest wrapped up pretty well, quicker than normal. The crop has all kind of found a home. So the Central Illinois cash markets are probably more reflective of a tighter supply situation in the Eastern Corn Belt than it is in the Western Corn Belt. But everything looks to me like we have put in our seasonal lows. We are slowly trying to climb out of them. We might be able to keep them going, I think, you know, until we get into this first half of November timeframe. Over the years of watching the markets, a lot of times the market maybe rallies into kind of a pre-Thanksgiving high and then turns into a year-end stumble as you go on into December and then the new year. So, just glancing at some of my cyclical work that I do, it wouldn't surprise me to see if this market would try to hold together, maybe even creep a little higher as we go on into November, maybe mid-November. But then I think the heavy cash flow requirements that farmers are going to have to start meeting starting December 1st, is probably going to begin to put a little pressure on the market through the month of December that could extend itself maybe, you know, into the January crop report.
Mm-hmm. Turn your attention to a crop we don't talk about a lot, but wheat. On the global seen Australia has been in trouble. Wheat in Ukraine, Russia didn't go into the ground in the best shape. I know there's a lot of wheat around. Is there any prospect that this market could rally more than it already has?
Well, I think so, but we can't have it rallying if the dollar is going to take off to the sky. I mean, it's all about currency devaluation around the world. And I think, you know, myself, the U.S. economy is probably in the early stages of a recession, if it's not already in a recession. So I suspect somewhere here down the road that the U.S. may even go to a quantitative easing program. And I've even read several articles that the Fed has even talked about or may even consider negative interest rates, depending upon how the recession would play out as we go on into next year. So the currency situation, we're at a race to the bottom. And until that situation gets resolved one way or the other, and I'm not sure how we're going to resolve that, but as long as other currency central bankers around the world are willing to weaken their currency to capture a piece of the export pie, if the U.S. doesn't follow suit, then we're going to be holding the bag or the world reserve of grain inventories, and we're just going to have a hard time selling inventory. And when we do that, then we end up building stocks rather than using those stocks up.
And we'll talk with you again during the closing market report this afternoon, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with Zwicker Consulting. He is in Waco, Texas. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media's Mid-Morning Market Report. He'll be back at about 11 after the hour of 2 o'clock during the 2:06 closing market report. Futures in Chicago are lower at this hour. Corn down about 2 to 2.5 cents. Soybeans down 2 to 4. Wheat futures are just narrowly mixed in both the soft and the hard red. Live cattle futures are down around 75 cents. Feeder cattle up about 35. And lean hogs are down 12.5 to 30 cents at this hour. Some of the outside markets at the time. Ethanol futures are a penny and 0.4 cents higher. That's at $1.56.5. Crude oil at $45.50 a barrel, up 30 cents, and the wholesale price of gasoline at 2.4 cents higher, trading at $1.30.5. That's $1.30.5 per gallon. Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Hope you've purchased your tickets already for our Farm Assets Conference, but if you have not, you can do that online. The address is farmassetsconference.com. Tickets are just $30, or you can call 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. On our way to 74 degrees, sunny skies today. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rainfall. That after 2 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 73 tomorrow. South-southeast winds by then. And then tomorrow night, showers are likely, mainly after 8, mostly cloudy and 60, a 60% chance of rainfall on Friday evening. Saturday, showers likely and a 71-degree top.